This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. None of my business, perhaps, but how are you getting your caffeine fix these days? Figure out how to use that French press you bought last year during lockdown? Getting through your afternoon Zooms without that midday Frappuccino you relied on in the before times? I'm asking because Dutch Bros, Oregon-based but with drive-through coffee kiosks scattered mostly on the West Coast, had an impressive IPO this week. With so many people working from home, though, kind of does seem like an odd time for a company that depends on the morning commute to go public, no? But as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains, coffee habits can change, you know.
One thing I don't miss from the before times, that feeling when you haven't had any coffee and you're stuck in the back of a 1,000-person line at Starbucks wondering if you're being punished for something. Well, the before times are alive and well, at least at this Dutch Bros kiosk in a South Sacramento suburb. I'm in one of the two drive-thru lanes across from interior decorator Casey Keys.
I'm going to get a caramelizer.
What's a caramelizer?
Probably be there. Version of like a Starbucks caramel macchiato.
I'm in my Camry. Both lanes are packed with about 10 cars apiece. Key says the lines are almost always this long. That doesn't surprise Sean Dunlop, an analyst with Morningstar. These days, the suburbs are humming with remote workers.
Real estate with a drive-thru is attractive because people are going to the coffee shop to grab coffee on the way to a soccer game.
Or on their way to school, now that that's happening again. And customers still feel safer in their cars, with the Delta variant surging. Longer term, Dunlop says coffee companies are pivoting towards drive-thrus because they require fewer employees.
We're still about 1 million workers short in the restaurant industry, and wages have risen about 10%. So drive-thru offers a way to take a little bit of labor out of the equation.
Dutch Bros specializes in that gray area where coffee meets dessert, like Keys' $3 caramelizer. That menu makes its expansion plans less dependent on the morning commute, says Caleb Bryant, an analyst with Mintel.
But there's been a notable increase in consumers ordering specialty coffee beverages, cold coffee beverages, many flavorful coffee beverages.
Because you can brew plain old drip coffee at home. But if you're out, you want something special, like the macadamia nut flavored Annihilator I ended up ordering.
Does any whip or drizzle on that?
Oh, give me both the whip and the drizzle.
Gotcha.
I deserved it. It was a long line. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.